This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. A day after the global COVID-19 death toll crossed 4 million, Japanese Prime Minister announced Thursday the capital Tokyo will be under a state of emergency throughout the Olympics. The emergency will run through August 22nd, but will be far looser than the lockdown seen in other parts of the world, such as Australia. The government there said Thursday it will rush 300,000 vaccine doses to Sydney as Australia's largest city, in its third week of lockdown, struggles to bring an outbreak of the Delta variant under control. South Korea, once considered a coronavirus response model, reported nearly 1,300 new infections on Thursday, its highest mark since the pandemic began. Elsewhere in Asia, Vietnam's Ho Chi Minh City has gone into lockdown. The virus threat also forced organizers Thursday to postpone the Southeast Asian Games that were due to be held in Vietnam. But the worst of the Asian outbreaks is in Indonesia, which has become a global hotspot, with death rates rising tenfold in a month to more than 1,000 on Wednesday. Hospitals in the country of 270 million have been pushed to the brink by the flood of coronavirus cases. South Korea's spy agency said Thursday there is no sign North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has been vaccinated against the coronavirus and his country hasn't received any foreign vaccines. The National Intelligence Service told lawmakers in a closed-door briefing it hasn't detected any information that North Korea has acquired any doses, according to one of the legislators who attended the session. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.